And I'm joined right now from BT Sport from Pete Oliver. Good afternoon, Pete.
Hi.
So, exciting news today from BT Sport about your brand new channels. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've just launched our new channel, BT Sport Europe, which, as you said, will be the home of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games from next season, all exclusively live on BT Sport. And we've also announced today that Gary Lineker will be fronting our coverage, and he'll be joined by Rio Ferdinand, Steven Gerrard, Glenn Hoddle, and many other former winners and players in the Champions League who'll be joining our team.
That is an absolutely incredible lineup you've got, and I've seen the picture that's been going around as well from obviously all your press conference this morning. What an amazing collection of players that you've put together, ex-players that you've got there, and that has got to give you some serious insight into the European game.
Absolutely. I mean, there's, as you say, there's a great selfie of them all at the BT Sports studio. But, you know, the Champions League is the biggest club competition in the world. And with that stature, we felt we had to have the best team. You know, clearly, if you take Steven Gerrard, you know, amazing win for Liverpool in Istanbul, and we're going to have great insight. We're also going to bring some innovations to the way it's broadcast. We're going to have interactive streams with stats, letting you switch between all the matches. And for the first time, we're going to broadcast live football in the UK in ultra-high definition, which will give you the best picture quality and, you know, really bring you closer to the action.
Wow. So I'm seeing as well, despite all the, you know, new technical innovations, the amount of games that you're going to have as well. I'm reading one article here saying there's going to be 351 matches, and there's going to be some free-to-air as well.
That's right. There's over 350 matches in both the Champions League and the Europa League, and we will screen them all. We are also going to make some games available free-to-air. We're going to have a channel on Freeview, and we'll make one game per round available for people to watch without being subscribed.
Is that going to go on other platforms as well? Because I said it's Freeview. Is that going to stay on say, Sky or Virgin as well, or is that just for Freeview?
Well, we'll also do it on Sky TV. So for Sky and for Freeview, we'll have one game per round, which will be free. We'll show all of the British clubs at least once. With Virgin, we'll have to discuss that with them because they run their own TV service, but they're a partner of ours, so we'll have to wait and see what happens with Virgin.
Separate deals for separate broadcasters, I expect, and that's something I'm sure you're going to be negotiating very much soon. Obviously, these two competitions are absolutely humongous, and of course, you've got the British clubs entering both of these. To see them in ultra-high def and, like you said, doing all these new stats, it's going to be like a new generation of European football viewing, really, isn't it?
I mean, we're really excited about it. We think next season the British clubs will be very competitive again. Obviously, Man United are back in the tournament. We've had West Ham qualify for the Europa League as well. And, there's, you know, the British clubs are in a great position in terms of the level of investment they're making in players and the transfer kitties. I think, as you said as well, we're going to make it much, much more engaging in terms of ultra-high definition and the live commentary. And we'll be doing that on our own TV platform as well, BT TV, where we're making all the channels available for free.
Wow, that's a pretty impressive deal, to be fair. And of course, you spent quite a lot of money on it, haven't you? It's a three-year deal, nearly £900 million. I know there's been a little dig, hasn't there, from Sky Sports recently as well. I'm sure you're taking that very much in your stride. The money, was it, in your eyes, completely worth spending that much cash on this?
Oh, absolutely. Since we've launched BT Sport, our business has done extremely well. The consumer business in BT has been growing. But the reason it's been growing is that our customers really value the loyalty benefit of having BT Sport, and we see that continuing with the Champions League. So we're really happy with the investment, and we think our customers will be too.
And seeing as well, you've got Harry Redknapp who's just joined Twitter, Glenn Hoddle as well, Howard Webb going to be joining you. It's going to be plenty going on match days, isn't there? I bet there's going to be selfies galore in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you say, we've got Howard Webb to give us a view, for the ref's view as well. Howard Webb, you know, I think arguably the best referee of our generation.
Refereed the World controversial Cup. One that, Pete.
Well, refereed the World Cup, refereed a Champions League final. I think, you know, Howard will bring a great insight to the games as well. And, you know, Harry Redknapp's always good value, so it'll be really good to get his views as well, particularly on any transfer dealings, I think.
Yes, indeed. And of course, a lot of people have seen your adverts recently as well and heard them and whatnot with Jose Mourinho. So you've gone full on with this, haven't you?
Well, absolutely. But as I say, it's the biggest football competition in the world. We think the British clubs will do very, very well. And we're really, really excited about it. So we wanted to make sure we had the best possible lineup of presenters. And Jose Mourinho, as you say, will also be on the channel. He again is also a part of the BT Sport team.
So when are we expecting to see these channels go live then?
So BT Sport Europe goes live in August, but actually from today you can pre-order it on BT.com, so you're set up and ready to watch it. And, you know, the competition really gets going in August with the qualifiers, the Super Cup. We've also got the Community Shield as well. So it's not very long to wait till the season gets going again.
It did seem like so far away, didn't it? But it's really not. You know, it's so close now, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And let's get some predictions out of you, shall we, for the European competition. Obviously, plenty of clubs, as you said, involved. Manchester United back into the Champions League. Can you see one of those four British sides going that far? And what about the Europa League? We're looking at the likes of Spurs, Liverpool, West Ham in there. Do you think they're going to do quite well this season?
Well, if I knew what was going to happen, I'd be down at the bookies. But I think you could say, you know, Chelsea have had an amazing season. I think Chelsea will do well with Mourinho. Manchester United, I think, have to do well if you look at the investment that's been put into them. But as you say, the Europa League is going to be really interesting for British clubs next season. Liverpool and Tottenham will want to do well in there. You know, if you win the Europa League, you qualify for the Champions League now, which is it's a way to get in there if you're not going to finish in the top four.
Exactly. You know, I've been preaching that for a little while. For any club that is in that Europa League, you want to be in the Champions League. It's another great route. And of course, you get a trophy on the way. So it's all going to be screened on BT Sport Europe. This is going to be absolutely fantastic. There's going to be plenty going on. And Pete, thanks very much for joining us. Let us know about these brand new channels launching today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.